The Fraser River is a Colorado River tributary located in Grand County, Colorado. Fly fishing enthusiasts and professionals are saying low flows in the Fraser are causing water temperatures to rise early in the day, harming the fish and making them hard to catch. Dan Faldit is one of multiple fly fishing guides working in the town of Fraser, and he says at times the warmer water is keeping Fraser fly guides from doing business altogether.
Water temperature is getting over 70 degrees, so as far as like taking people out guiding, we're unable to do that, or going early in the morning. So, you know, doing like a full day trip, have to do like a half day or go to the Colorado or something like that where flows are a little bit higher.
An Arizona State University study from January of this year found that the Colorado River, monetarily, is worth $1.4 trillion to the seven basin states. In addition, around 16 million Americans have jobs in fields like agriculture and tourism, directly or indirectly tied to the health of the Colorado River. As the river depletes due to overuse, communities are already suffering financially. One such community is Grand County, near the headwaters of the Colorado. Bruce Hutchins is District Number 1 Manager of Grand County Water and Sanitation. He says lack of dilution flows in the drained Fraser River means the river is harder to keep clean and at a higher risk of contamination, forcing his community to spend millions of dollars on water sanitation.
Probably in the past 10 years, you know, we've built basically three wastewater treatment plants, so we've probably spent close to $20 million just in wastewater treatment.
Michael Wajek, Winter Park Water and Sanitation District Manager, says the damaged Fraser and its questionable future is also harming Winter Park's ability to grow.
If you're going to build a house and you buy a tap, that pretty much guarantees water as much as you want when you want it. It's hard to sell that tap if we don't know the water is going to be there for sure. That makes it difficult for us to plan in the future.
The Front Range is planning for population growth, up to 50% by 2050. In many ways, population and economic growth along the Front Range is dependent on the limited water available in the Colorado River.
Yeah, that's a brook trout. Oh no, I'm wrong, that's a brown trout. Get him unhooked.
Kirk Klenke is president of the Colorado River Headwaters chapter of Trout Unlimited and an avid Fraser River angler. Klenke says the Front Range needs to understand that an unhealthy Colorado River system won't just put small town economies like his at risk, but draining transbasin diversions could jeopardize the entire $9 billion value of the Colorado River to the state, much of which comes from recreation.
So many people in Colorado and my county depend completely on tourism. If we harm the environment that attracts those people, then we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot.
Communities in the Colorado River Basin are already feeling the financial effects of the draining Colorado, but low water levels in Lake Mead could soon result in a lack of hydropower generation that would damage economies nationwide. As low flows on the Colorado River push towards crisis levels, more and more water policymakers with a focus on economics are finding themselves standing side by side with environmentalists in the fight to protect the irreplaceable Colorado River ecosystem. For KGNU and Stories of the River, I'm Hanalee Myers.